Tina Holst, and I'm a retired nurse. I'm the president of Uptown Crossing Neighborhood Association.
My name is Kathy Blair Cook. I replanted myself into this neighborhood about 2 years ago from Chicago. I am a nutritionist by trade.
Good morning. I'm Russell Stamper II. I'm the 5th District County Supervisor, which is this area.
Each of you lives in this community. Why do you choose to live here?
Sherman Park back in 1986, and my whole life actually was the big dream neighborhood to live in. It had the beautiful houses. And basically growing up in 1967, there were the race riots. And I remember my dad being such a stubborn Polish individual that when everybody was doing the white flight thing, my father said, I bought this house. I'm raising my family here. I'm not going anywhere. And when things got rough in the 80s and 90s, I said that same thing to myself. And I think that the only way to change a situation is to stay and fix it.
Kathy, what brought you here?
Well, love brought me here. I married a guy from Wisconsin. My husband was originally from the suburbs, and I had been an urban chick for a long time. And if I was willing to come to Wisconsin, he was willing to have us come to the city. So there was no doubt in my mind I wanted to be in the city.
Supervisor?
I was born and raised in this community. I want to help it and restore it to the prominent era that it used to be.
We were speaking off the air a few minutes ago, and I believe each of you mentioned that you've heard gunshots in the neighborhood over some period of time. Let's see if we can't get a bit more detail as to what it is that keeps you here.
We learned the duck and roll technique in the 80s. The community is, in and of itself, a beautiful community. It's just a handful of knuckleheads that, quite frankly, are disenfranchised in some way, shape, or form, and they want to rob, steal, and kill. That's what they do.
Kathy?
As a person of faith, I think the central message of the gospel is hope. And so to be in a place like this is what we're called to, I believe. The other thing is, my husband, who lived in the burbs for a long time, like 24 years, he's just shocked how much sense of community and neighborhood he has here compared to his experience in the suburbs. Okay. People greet each other in the suburbs, but it's kind of like we need each other here, you know?
That's true.
We actually need each other, and we need to be connected here, and that's a very good thing.
Russell Stamper, do you share what Kathy described as a sense of community? And if that's so prevalent, how can it be that there is so much destabilizing violence?
I must admit, there's no doubt there is a lot of violence, but there's much more engaged community members. There's much more healthy neighborhood groups and organizations, and I think we need more committed people that's going to talk to our youth and encourage them to become successful in this world, that you need an education. So when I did see people outside not doing anything or looking like they were going to engage in criminal behavior or just suspicious looking, you talk to them and see what's on their mind, and that's the only way you're going to improve a community, is talk to the people and let them know that we are here to stay, we are committed to a stronger neighborhood, and you're not going to push us out.
You know, it takes a handful of good, solid individuals that are just committed to living here and making it work.
Is there one thing that comes to mind for each of you that is not known about this community?
I don't know if the Milwaukee County as a whole know how many community organizations there are in this neighborhood. They all have leaders, strong stance to promote peace and the building of this community.
I think that's one of the reasons why I ended up in this neighborhood is, you know, I was talking with a real estate agent, and who also ended up being one of my neighbors. but she said, you want to be in my neighborhood, because, you know, I wanted to be in an urban neighborhood, but I wanted to be in a place where things were already happening. I said, at my age, I can't start something new, you know? And I believe that that is this place.
Our neighborhoods here are extremely diverse, extremely accepting. I think when you take a neighborhood and you put all kinds of different backgrounds in it, it can't fail, because you learn how to accept and get along with other peoples other than your own particular race.